Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Monday in Western Mass, September 19th, and a new week of programs ready for you here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Thank you for joining us. The Brightside Golf Invitational is back. A Springfield historic building gets a makeover. Gas is down again. Barks and Brews at Dakin's hands out awards. The Bright Nights Road Race sold out in a flash, and Mark Auerbach on hand. And it starts now. Monday weather, mostly cloudy, showers, storms, high of 80, winds west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, low near 60, winds variable, chance of rain 40%, UV at 4, humidity 69%. After a three-year hiatus due to the pandemic, the annual Brightside Golf Invitational returned to the Ranch Golf Club in Southwick on the 31st of August, raising $20,000 to help continue the important work of Brightside for families and children as a nonprofit child welfare and family support organization for at-risk children, adolescents, and their families. The funds raised through this year's tourney will support Brightside's efforts to assist children, adolescents, and families in need through family outreach and stabilization, psychiatric, medication, evaluation, management, special education, and therapeutic mentoring. What's happening in the mayor's office? Mayor Sarno and Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan will join with Gordon Pulsifer, president of First Resource Development Company, for a tour of the redevelopment of the historic Knox Building on Wilbraham Road. First Resource is the developer, which is constructing 54 new apartment units. Dakin Humane Society honored six people and one doggie at the 2022 Humane Awards, which were part of the organization's Barks and Brews event Sunday the 18th at Fort Hill Brewery, East Hampton. Tiffany Appleton, president of Dakin's Board of Directors, presided over the award ceremony. And here are the winners of the 22 Humane Awards. Mary Lou Rice, the Richard and Natalie Woodbury Philanthropy Award. Marley Dixon, the Youth Award. Robin Plurd, the Francis M. Wells Award. Kim George, the Champion Award. Canine Frankie and Officer David Stusensky, the Animal Hero Award. And Carmine DiCenzo and Janet Wilder Dakin, Lifetime Achievement Award, so deserving. Congratulations to all the winners. According to Gas Buddy price reports, after a survey of 257 stations in Springfield, gas prices have dropped to an average of $3.49 a gallon. Cheapest station in Springfield, $3.09 a gallon. And the highest priced, $4.19 a gallon. The highest priced in the state was $5.31 a gallon, a difference of $2.22 per gallon. Here's some neighboring areas and the current gas prices. Worcester, $3.67, down 12.7 cents per gallon. Connecticut, $3.40, down 12.9 cents from last week. Hartford, $3.30 a gallon, down 10.2 cents from last week. Bright Nights 5K Road Race sold out. And it sold out in less than a week. 500 runners registered for the Bright Nights 5K Road Race. It's a fun run that takes participants by and through the magnificent holiday lighting displays on Monday, November 28. Rain date is Tuesday, the 29th. Now, the registration opened up on Monday, September 12 at 12 a.m. at brightnights.org. Christian from Wilbraham, he got the first number. Way to go. Others will be coming from Greenfield to Glastonbury, Goshen, and Goodyear, Arizona. How about that? Now, on Monday the 28th, the runners will take their mark under the Seuss Land Arch, and when the starting gun is fired, they'll head for the giant poinsettia candles by Route 5. Then they'll return back to the arch. Along the way, they enjoy the splendor of all the magnificent displays. Following the race, the Spirit of Springfield hosts a post-race soup supper and presents awards to the top runners in each age bracket. Well, as we are fortunate on most Mondays to have our Artsbeat reporter with us, Mark Auerbach makes today no exception. He has his Artsbeat report, and here he is. Mark?
Voices of Resilience, the intersection of women on the move, is currently on display at Center Church in South Hadley through October 15th. The free exhibition showcases the stories of women whose diverse lives changed the course of our history. For details, centerchurchsouthhadley.org/voices. The Westfield Athenaeum is offering a road trip to the Boston Symphony Orchestra October 28th. The program will include Japanese pianist Mitsuko Yoshida performing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, along with Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5. The trip price includes free parking at the Westfield Athenaeum, round-trip bus to Boston, and lunch before the matinee concert. For details, westath.org. Eli Castro brings his one-man show, Made in Puerto Rico, to the Bushnell on September 24th. This bold commentary on Spanglish culture has been featured on ABC's The View, Telemundo's Emmy Award Morning Show, CNN, People Magazine, Fox's Good Day New York, and the Univision Network, among others. He recently won Best Stand-Up at the acclaimed United Solo Festival in New York. For details, bushnell.org. Golden Leaf Ragtime Blues, Charles Smith's tale of a young African-American boy's relationship with an aging vaudevillian, by Shakespeare and Company's Elaine P. Bernstein Theater in Lenox, September 23rd through October 30th. Raz Golden directs. The cast includes Glenn Barrett, Kristen Moriarty, Kevin G. Coleman, and Logan Slater. For details, shakespeare.org. All of Me, Laura Winter's award-winning play, has its world premiere at Barrington Stage September 21st through October 9th. Ashley Brooke Monroe directs the play about two people with disabilities who meet and fall in love while the people around them try to break them apart. Madison Ferris, Danny Gomez, Leah Hawking, Maggie Beaufort, and Jack Fellows stars. For details, barringtonstageco.org. The Moso Chamber Players perform a chamber concert Thursday night in Asbury Hall at Trinity United Methodist Church in Springfield's Forest Park. This performance features the violinist Robert Lawrence and Miho Matsuno, violist Masako Yanagita, cellist Patricia Eden, double bassist Boots Mallison, clarinetist Christopher Cullen, horn player Robert Hoyle, and bassoonist Shotaro Mori. The program includes music by Mozart, Brahms, Dvorak, and Schubert. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. And lastly, Wham Theater commemorates the Banned Books Week with a series of free programs which feature conversations with scholars, artists, and community leaders telling the true stories of Black and Indigenous women who were civil rights pioneers. The programs, each with different participants, will be held September 20th at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield and on September 24th at the Stockbridge Library Association. Wham's fall season opens with Tori Sampson's Cadillac Crew, directed by TheaterWorks Hartford alum Tanisha Dugan, with performances scheduled October 13th through 29th in Lenox. For details, whamtheater.com. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, for being with us once again. And that concludes our show for today. As we get underway for this week, we'll be back tomorrow with another fresh program for you, up online during the day and night and available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.